suffering. What about Hoidud Mitzvah Kakoi? I admit that half the house belongs to you, also Potter. Because if the major distance is in the Kaka, what will be the Mitzvah Kaven? I admit that half the furniture belongs to you, and half is mine. Then Chayiv, what's called the major Mitzvah in Kaven? Now, why you put here? In the Reisha, only time of the Kaven the Kakois. Because he's asking for Kaka, which is a Lav Bashvua. The Kaka Lav Bashvuhi. That's where you put it, if you admit to Kaka or your coffer in Kaka. The Hebrew and the of Kaka is nothing to Shvua. Marshmallow, for Kaven the Kaven, bring you the Kaven of the Kakois. But I ask you for two different objects. I ask you for wheat and for barley. Two different things like Kaven of the Kakois. Then Chayit. Then if you would admit to one to the Chitim, you'd be Chayit and might have mixed up. Even though they're two different Kaven. So it's a Kashan and Yechim. Here you see two different, so Raya to Shmuel. Two different Kaven, you Chayit. So he says, no. Who had in the family that really would apply the Afuli Kaven of the Kaven Nami Pesach? Could be like a Yechim. If I ask you for Chitim and for Sayin, and you admit to one of them, that's called Haidor to one timer, but to the other timer that you've been caught out, there is no Haidor at all, you're better from the Shvuah. I say, what does the Mishnah say, Karka? The whole dictum came from the Kakois. What does the Mishnah put the case, but ask about Karka? Karka you do not swear anyway. I tell you like this, from Ashbuah, the Chiddush is the Sefer, that the Chihaidor, the Mishnah came. Again, in the case where I say, this house and the furniture belongs to me, and you admit that half of the furniture belongs to me, and half you're denying. So in such a case that you have to swear upon the furniture, the Chiddush is Chayiv Asar HaKakois. Once I make you swear, you have to swear to me on the Kaka also. Even though in the Chiddush is no Shvuah Kaka, but there's a Gilgal Shvuah. Once I have you swearing anyway, I can put in Kaka also. That's the Chiddush. That's why the Mishnah says Kaka. So what does it say? What are you telling me? My Kamashmalan, what is our Mishnah teaching us then? The Tzal of Zekikin, the Mishnah teaching us that once you have to swear to me anyway, I can also drag along a shrew upon Kaka, Tanina. This would have 20 faces in Bab Mitzir and Kedushin, but aren't this already the cloud? Of Zekikin, Ethan Akhosim, Sheshma Makhlais, we could drag along a shrew upon Kaka, Lishad Alayim. In the case we have to swear to me anyway, for a different reason, because of the mode that makes us on the pipeline, or any other shvur, you have to swear to me, I have a right to the Zedekin. I could draw the will to make you swear to me on the Kaka also. So you don't just chiddush in any other places. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it, and the word Kaka? So we'd be nice, but not like that. But it's only because the Kaka that you're better. But two Kaven should be chayit. So I says, no, I tell you, ho ikur, our Mishnah and shvurs, this is the Masecht about shvurs. Here is the Ikka Halacha of Zekikim. As in the Sefer Shvuos, it has to say this Chiddush, that we could draw the law of the Shvuah upon Kaka. But Hahi, the other places in Bab Mitzir and in Kedushin, Agav Gor and Aspa, there we just draw the law. Since there we had to be talking about a Shvuah made in Mitzvah, it draw the law of this Chiddush that on Kaka, sometimes also we could draw the law of the Shvuah. But it would not be sufficient just to say we have a veil in Kedushin and we leave it out here in the Masechta Shvuos. Here in the Ikka Masechta is about Shvuos, the Mishnah has to put in this Chiddush of Zekikin. That since once you have to swear on the Kaven, we could also put the Shvuah upon the Kaka. So far that is the memory of the Shem of Yochanan, three holds your Chayiv. But your Potter. Your Potter from the Shvuah. Torn or Chitim, Sayim, Hodl, and Yechazman, your Potter. The other one says the opposite. Rabbi Chia bar Abba and Rabbi Yechanan. He says also the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Says it come out it's Samarayim, Achleika Samarayim, exactly what did Rabbi Yechanan say? But he said that Rabbi Yechanan said, Tornu Chitim Masayim. The case of Reuben asked Shimon for two things. I gave you a bundle of wheat and a bundle of barley. For Haidon Rabbi Yachas Miam Potter. Here his gifts, the name of Rabbi Yechanan was, that's your Potter. Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Tishmuel. That's your Potter. And he learns the Amr of Yitzchak Yasher. it's a question. If Yitzchak before said Yasher, and the Chayyim of Yitzchak, you said before said Yitzchak Samaritan, before you said it's Chayyim, before you said Yitzchak said it's Potter. And here he's saying it's Chayyim, so it's a Sphira. That's going on here. Before you had a name of Yochanan that you are Potter from the Shvua. And here Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is saying a name of Yochanan that.
But now, the other way, before
one second.
No.
No. All right. Before we set Chavit, there's one before Shmuel and the Chavit. Before he said, Yechon agrees to Shmuel. That you be Chavit, right. And here we say, now you're Potter. So it's a stira. What's going on here? What did the Yechon say? So what's so true? I'm a royal name and I leave it with Yechon. So my friend said, I'm a royal exactly. What did the Yechon say? The Yechon gave a shir, he said something. The two Talmidim came out of the shir, and one said, I heard him say Chayim, and says, no, I heard him say Potter. That's where Machlokeson started. So the Machlokeson wrote him exactly what the Yechon say. Now, quote for him, according to this Gersa, the Yechon says Potter. Is so now all the proofs before we wanted to bring become questions now. Unless you're a question on Yechon, how could you say Potter? Aye, Toshima. Says the Mishnah, turn the chitim v'hod by the same potter. That's why you potter, because it's not the mina taina. They have shimon mechayif. So now taina the turn the chitim v'hod by the same. Why are you potter? I mean, because all these questions now are proofs to you. Before they were questions, now they become proofs. The Mishnah says the case that you potter only because I asked you for chitim, not serim, and you admit back to serim. That's why you potter. Mashma chitim serim, but if I asked you for both. For chitim and for serim, and then the hoda of the Yechonim, you would agree to one of them chayiv. So the proof for the Yechonim, they would consider the first time of like one.
It would be approved. One.
Right. There's a question, right? Now that we're saying potter, it's a question, right? Here the Gersa says it's a potter. That's what's the question? Who the mashmi should be chayiv, as we should consider it like one big timer. So the Gersa says no, there's no question. I tell you really, who I did the same lech would it be that your potter, the afilu chitim esayim nami potter, that the mice have two different tainas. I'm asking you for barley and separately for wheat. And therefore, you admit to one of them. And the other one, there's no haidor, there's only kfira, that's not considered a mice mix us. Really your potter. If so, why does the Mishnah only say chitim and then you admit it to sayim? What is Tari Hachi is the view of the character of the Neil. He wants to teach us how strong Rav Gamliel holds. But even in such a case, still Yechayiv. He does not need any type of Mimin Hataina. Tashma Kodesh, another question. It says, Torah came on the Kakos. I asked you for two things, for the house and for the furniture. Why did it came on the Kakos? For the Kakos, 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 Time more the Kakos, the Kakos. It's only because there's Kakos involved, the Kakos of Bashruhi. That's why you put it. Mashmo, Kedem, the Kedem, Dimmi, the Kedem, the Kakoyis, Chayiv. But I ask you for Chitim and to Serim, and you would admit to one, Mashmo, you would be Chayiv. So it's a Kashmir of Yechonim. Someone says, no, again, who I didn't really I could tell you, answer you back, the Afilu, Kedem, the Kedem, Nami, Potter. No, Slav Dafka, Karka, Koslav, Bene Shrua, any two Kedem, it's not called the Minat Taina, you'd be Potter. If so, what does the Mishnah say, Karka? Again, Borka Mashmo, the Chiddush is, so I do the mix of kelim chayiv afalak akoyis that you could say zekikin. If so, my kamashlon again zekikin that you could drag along the shul on karka because from a tauslim tenim we don't just already one time zekikin if an akosim sheish to machlayis the shav aleim we could drag a shul onto karka if you're swearing someplace else anyway. The answer is ha'ika here the mishnah shvuas is the main place. It has to be learned here. Hahi, the place over there, but Messiah and Kedushin, Agav growing up, they were just dragged along over there. That has to be learned here in the Mishnah Mesach to Shavuos, it has to be learned as Chiddush of Zekikin, that's why our Mishnah takes the case of Karka. Eisra Rababa Bamamu, Rab Chia Baraba. He asked the question of Rab Chia Baraba that he learned of Yechon and said, Yepoto. Says like this, Toanu Shor, Kohoydaloy Beser. I say, I gave you a shor of mine, and they give it back, and he says, no, it wasn't a shor, it was a seh. Real seh, a sheep. For I admit that I owe you an ox, potter. In this case, you're potter for the shrua. Why? Because it's not called the minataina. I ask you for shor and a seh, two different things.
So in this case,
it's
considered like a
kohen hachmas. Right. Tonu b'shor, let's say I ask you for both. I said that I gave you an ox and a seh. For hoi deloi b'yechonem, and you admit that you owe me one, chayiv. So clearly it's considered a mitzvah nixas. So it's a kashin of Chiyah Barabbah, the mitzvah of Yechonim, that you potter. So he answers back, Omalei ha'mani Rabbi Gamliel. I'll answer you, this goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, that you do not need mimina taina. That's why when I ask for both, are you chayiv? So I said, no, this can't be. It's first what the Hagmini was. Even Rabbi Gamliel, then look at the ratio. I feel the ratio nami. The Rashi says clearly here that if I only ask you for shor and you admit to me you owe me a seir, you're proper for the shvua. But according to Gamliel, even in the Mishnah of Torah Nochit and Vodah B'Sarim Yechayiv, so according to Gamliel, in this case also you should be chayiv. So this twice can't be going according to Gamliel, it has to be going according to Rabbanim. So even though Torah Nochitim void Leib B'Sarim is potah, but when I ask you for both, for the shor and for the seir, for chitim and for sorim, and you admit to one, it's called a haidah b'mitzvah sataina. So what's the kashan of here? So he answers, Ela rabba mani admanhi. We also had a similar case in the Mishnah, that was Adman Talocha. Adman before said, if I ask you and say I gave you barrels of oil, and then later you admit that I only took barrels and not the oil, so Adman says, Yechai v'shua moed mixas. The Chum over here said, Yepata, because when I say barrels of oil, I do not mean barrels, I mean mainly oil. Adman says, no, true, you mean both. So what? He means both. He means to say, I gave you a barrel, and I gave you it's full of oil. Let's say I mean to ask for two things back. And you admit that you owe me the barrel, so why Yechai v'shua, according to Chia Barabba, should be Potter? And when my Adman, he's a Tana, he holds no. Adman holds that even in such a case, Yechai. So it's true, it's not a Kashan, it's a Moira, it's a name of Yechanan. True, Admon says Yechayiv, but Rabbanim argue on Admon. And we know that Rabbanim, that that's also Potter, that's not called the Minataina. So I said, Afilu, for not Admoni. For Lloyd Dukhui, I'm not just pushing Lloyd Dukhui, Matkinuloch, El Talmud Orchu, the Tish of Yechanan, that Amani Admoni, Yechanan himself answered this already. Don't ask me a question why I say Potter, that goes according to Admon, says the Yechayiv. Now, Omer Rav Anonam Shmuel, Torah no chitim. A little different halacha now. I asked you for chitim, and I'm about to ask you for serum also. So the guy is smart. And the kod of the hodla the serum. Before I get a chance to say out the word serum, you come and admit to me that you owe me serum. But so far I only asked you for chitim, and you admitted to serum. There's no chiyuv shvua. But if you would have waited another second, the guy would have said you owe me chitim and serum, and now you agree to serum. It's moed miktas. So what do we do here? So it depends. In Kimar, if we see this guy is a trickery guy, and we know really know he knows what's flying, and he just did this to free himself from the shrua, chayiv, we don't let him get away with it. We say, no, you're too smart for us, and wait a while, he's about to ask for serum also, and now we consider it like you're made to mix us, you have to swear. But then the miskazrein thought that the guy was innocent, he didn't mean it, and echanami, lemaisa, you said chitim, and he was innocent, he said, no, it wasn't chitim, it was barley. So Maisa, you admitting to the Bali, and so far there's no to mix Sataina, so we do not let him finish and say, I meant to ask you for Bali also. It's too late. You be part of the Meshua. So there's a chur, be a hot shot at the Paskin. When you come to Bezin, the Yoram have to look into the person and see exactly what he meant, what was in his Kavano, or be a hot shiloh here. Exactly what did the person mean?
Unless you were the lame then,
out of here's your case a little bit. The Yomer Rabbanan Omer Shmuel. Tornu, not the last case yet, or Tornu Shtei Machten, I say you owe me two needles. Two Machten, simple needles, worth my half, worth my nothing. For I do I be Yachzan, he agrees to one of them, Chayiv. Yechad, even though it's not a time of Shtei Kesef, so only you should have a fruit in here. Why? Lefrikach Yotsu Kevim, therefore the process is separately. Kevim or Kesef, Kevim separately, Lema Shein. Any type of a Kli is a double Choshev. Even though it's only worth a Shevaputa, two machtin, two needles also called a taina. Now, Omar Rav Papa, Torno Kevim and Pruta, Vahoyda Vekevim, because of a Pruta, Pruta. If I ask you for Kevim and a Pruta, and you admit to me that you owe me the Kevim and you cough on a Pruta, you're Pruta, because you're right to Rav. You need a Kfir, a Shtei Kesef. What's going to be Hoyda Pruta because of the Kevim Chayiv? So, Chodah Kurav, in one place he owes like Rav, that you have to have a Kfir, a Shtei Kesef. And when the Kfi was only in a Pruta, you're Pruta. For Chata Kishmuel, that even though the Chura, it's two separate things. I'm asking you for Kalim and for Pruta, the two different kindness. Still, if you admit to one, it's called the Might of the Mixas. So, Chata Kishmuel, the Yom HaTon, the Chitim Serim, the Hayat of the Yachazem, it's Chayiv. So, the Riot is Shmuel, the Chayiv. And, so that's it. And the other Loch, he was like Rav, you need both things, both Lochis. Yeah, that's memo mabeis. Yeah. First of all, the Mishnah says, Monali biyoduch, Eloch biyodi potter, Al kaifer akhil is potter. I come and say that you owe me $100, and you say I owe you zero, nothing. The Mishnah says you're potter from a shvua. So the Omer of Nachman says, "O mashbir noisay shvuas heses." But midrabbanan though, even a kofar kol has to swear. Midiraisa you're potter. Midiraisa you have to be a moedib mikzas. Means we have to see some substance for the doubt that maybe he's telling the truth when he asks for 100. If I agree to 50, I agree to part of your taina, it shows that what you're asking has some truth to it, so you have to swear. But if you're a kofar kol, you deny the whole thing, we do not see that midiraisa. Midrabbanan though, still you have to swear. We'll soon see why. Rashi says, Heses means Lashon Shuma, Shishon Chom. The Chom value, made a valuation here that Shashua, that you should swear. We'll soon see why. My time, what's the reason? Because there's a Chazokah, Einodim Tavei Yelim Ken Yeshloi. Like here, you went to Besdin, you went to be Tavei, you went to ask the person that you owe me $100. And people do not do this unless there's some emissaire. So most probably the person's asking you, there has to be some truth to it. So it makes at least a doubt midi Rabbonin, therefore the Rabbonin wants you to swear. Whereas the other Rabbi, just the opposite. Chazoka einodim meyiz ponim lefnei bal chayvoi. There's chazoka that a person will not deny it. If it was really true that you gave me the $100, there's a chazoka I cannot deny it in front of your face. It's not nice, it's a chutzpah. You did something nice to me, you lent me the money. Now I'm going to be kofra kol, so that should be a reason to believe me when I say I owe you zero. And there should be no doubt. So why do you have to swear? Samura says no. Mora says, Ishtemut Yodukom Ishtamatlei. For this answer, that it's a ozer, it's a chutzpah, to answer back, no, what he means to do is not to lie. He just means to push him off. As if to say, Sogri thinks in his mind, Adehevenli Operanilei. Now I'm broke. Next week I'll get my paycheck. So now I'm saying I do not owe you, so you cannot do things to me today, but I have in mind to pay you back next week. So therefore I'm not really lying. That's my excuse why I'll say no. Really, there's a chazok and not a neis. I can't deny what you're asking for. But my excuse is, I'm just pushing you off, and I have that to pay you next week. So therefore, the Chum said nothing doing. Since the person is asking for the money, there's a svara he's telling the truth, therefore we want you to swear. And Teda bring a proof of this svara. The Yomar Avidi Barav and Yomar Avchizda. HaKoifa B'Milva Kosher. If somebody denies, I say I lent you $100, and you deny it, kosher liadis. We do not say you're a total liar, but we say when you say no, I did not take the money, all you meant to do is just push off the payment, but not that you're a real kofa. Therefore we say you're still kosher liadis. But if you deny that I did not give you this object to watch, and you have the object right now, and you're denying it, that's called a kafron, that's called a liar. You're not just pushing it off, you have it in front of your nose. Why are you keeping it? Because you want to steal it. That's like a kfiras mammon, there you call it posuliatus. So see this svara, if you kofa benilva, if I say I lent you money, and you say no, you did not lend it to me, you're not a total liar, you're not called a kofa, you're not called posuliatus, because all you mean is just to push it off. So that's the svara, midrabbanan, if so, we do not want you to push it off. We want you to swear now, whether you owe the money or not. And since you have to swear, most probably then you'll admit that you really owe it. Now, Rav Chavivi Masniya Sefer. Chavivi learned this halacha from Nachman on the Sefer. That it says like this. Now, Rav Chavivi Masniya Sefer learned this chiddush on the Sefer. Says in the Mishnah, Monali Biyodach, you owe me $100, I gave you $100, you have of mine. Amalai Hain, yes, true, I owe it to you. Lamacha tomorrow, Amalai. So Reuben says to Shimon, Tanuli, no, give it to me. He says back, you know what, Nasafach, I gave it to you last night, in a dream I gave it to you. So Pata. The Maestri is Potter. Why? Because he's Kofra Koyl. He's saying, no, I paid you back, and we have no proof he did not pay back. He's a Kofra Koyl. On this now, the Yomar Rav Nachman Yishino Mashbi Yenoise Shvu Seses. But Midrabbanan Dal evaluated here that we have to put a Shvu upon him. We have a doubt, maybe he's holding back. We want him to swear. So like this. Man de Masniya Reisha Kol Shchena Sefer. For sure in the Sefer you have to swear. Rashi says, To Oide Lay Alav, Vika Dirad of Amayna. And the Sefer is a little more of a doubt. Because first I admitted that I owe you the money. Just the next day he's saying I paid you back. But since yesterday when you asked for the money, he admitted it to you. So that the drawers of Amayna, we see something is fishy, like we know clearly you lent the money. So in the Sefer for sure you have to swear. So the one that says you have to swear on the ratio, Kol Shechet in the Sefer you would have to swear. But just according to the Chaviva.